You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Now, Auckland Council has said its revenue is taking a $525 million hit because of COVID-19. It has said rates need to increase by at least 2.5%, but even with this increase was implemented, community services and other council initiatives, such as those on climate change, will be facing cuts. I talked to Green MP Chloe Swarbrick about this, and I first asked her comments on this. She is also the party's spokesperson on local government.
Yeah, so fundamentally for the Greens, our focus has always been people and the planet. It's understanding that in order to have a healthy environment, you actually also need to ensure that we have healthy, sustainable communities as well. And what this Auckland Council emergency budget does is actually kick the can further down the road on both those community initiatives and those climate action initiatives. And to be perfectly honest with you, it just feels like a massive slap in the face when you consider it with the context that only a few months ago we had tens of thousands of Aucklanders, particularly young Aucklanders, marching down Queen Street with one of the largest turnouts that we've seen, obviously, in the lead up to Black Lives Matter now as well, calling for all arms of our government to do everything that they possibly can to enact change when it comes to climate action. So, you know, COVID-19 has demonstrated that we can mobilise government when it is necessary, and everything can change on, you know, the head of a pin. We can operate and move at 180 degrees. And that shouldn't be used as an excuse to now turn around and say, instead of doing business as usual, we're going to go backwards. In fact, the opportunity that is presented is to offer up something that is bold and visionary and actually moves Auckland into a grown-up city in the 21st century that looks after both people and the planet.
So what do you propose instead for the Auckland Council?
So firstly, it's important to note that our major call for action is for all Aucklanders to submit. They must submit by this Friday the 19th to Auckland Council. And I'd note, interestingly, that it is reported by Auckland Council themselves that they so far have had far more submissions than they have had in any normal course of budgets. Typically, there's only, from my understanding, about 1,500 submissions on your average kind of normal, quote-unquote, budgets. So far, with 4 days remaining this time around, there are approximately 17,000 submissions. And notably, there has been a large increase in the feedback from 25 to 34-year-olds, according to council data, which brings us to 18.2% of responses compared to around 12% with the previous kind of normal rounds of submissions. And what that shows is the power in different demographics standing up and saying that we want to be heard. So the first thing is to make sure that we don't end up with a smaller rates increase than as was originally on the table. So the difference is with the first question, either a 2.5% average general rates increase or a 3.5% average general rates increase. The difference in that with the average ratepayer in Auckland is approximately $1.82 per week, obviously far less than a cup of coffee. But when you kind of accumulate all of that and put it into the collective pool that allows us to fund things like climate action, like our parks, like our libraries, like those community services, it really does make a difference. On top of that, we need to make sure that we are actually actively investing alternatives with regard to different ways that the council can access funding. So this is something which I've been calling for as the Green Party spokesperson on local government for a long time now. It's actually most recently reflected in the Shand Inquiry review out of the Productivity Commission just last year, demonstrating that amongst OECD countries, New Zealand is amongst the lowest in terms of the proportion of funding that it receives from central government. So if we actually want to walk the talk on having localised communities that are resourced to provide for those communities, then I think Aucklanders and New Zealanders need to recognise that decentralisation of resources is really critical. But on top of that, actually released under Official Information Act requests, the Treasury has shown that Auckland Council can borrow more sustainably, and it should be doing so in order to fit with the government's kind of plan with regard to continued investment as opposed to this proposed austerity budget.
But for now, Auckland Council said they are running short of money. And when you said it can borrow sustainably, do you think some funding to some other events like the America's Cup should be cut?
I think that there has been a really great point made, particularly by those who operate in communities, or and actually those who represent communities within South Auckland, that, you know, we have a situation right now where the likes of the Otahuhu Town Centre upgrade is going to be postponed. But as you note, the America's Cup is still receiving, from my understanding, over $100 million. And that just seems to demonstrate a massively disproportionate or skewed version of priorities, which I'm not sure if most Aucklanders actually looked into, they would fundamentally agree with. So that kind of touches on the massive Pandora's box. That is, on the one side of things, we're here talking about what is it that we value and prioritise as a city? What kind of city do we want to be when we do have to make those hard choices? But in the alternative, how do we go about coming up with creative, collaborative solutions that we supposedly pride ourselves on? You know, I understand that the mayor kind of built Auckland as hoping it to be the hub of innovation and entrepreneurship. I'm hoping that we have a council that is willing to showcase that spirit and work with central government, and we will continue advocating as the Greens from inside central government for that greater collaboration, and hopefully for some semblance of resource sharing as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.